Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Passan talking about the possibility of trading a lot of players. And look, I've been saying this about changing this core a little bit. And the idea of David Stearns wanting to build his team. Pete Alonso is not a David Stearns guy. Jeff McNeil is not a David Stearns guy. Nimmo is not a David Stearns guy. Hell, none of these guys are. Even Vientos, Beatty. These are not David Stearns draft picks. These are not David Stearns guys. And they have now failed 2 out of 3 years. But the report on Pete, and I've been talking about this since the offseason last year, this time last year, and how the negotiations with Pete Alonso went. The rumor is they're not going to budge off of what they feel is fair, fair value, or their value willing to bring him back at, maybe 3 years. I talked about this with the Naylor deal. Naylor's 2 years younger, got 5 years. I do not think the Mets are going to go well. He's not getting more than 5 years from the New York Mets, that's for sure. And I don't even think they want to go five. And I do think, unlike last year, where the market just absolutely fell to them, and it came to a point where the scenario kept playing out, kept playing out, kept playing out, and every day. And then you have the Met Day, and whenever they mention Pete Alonso and their thought process on it, the fans reacted. He's their guy. And I would think now, losing last year with Pete having a good year, and the idea that it's about winning and not necessarily seeing Pete Alonso break records, I would think the appetite from the fan base, despite Pete having a great year, would be a little bit different. You're coming off, that incredible season where Pete hit big home runs, and even though he struggled during the course of the regular season, that team felt like they were about to become something special, and you had already signed Soto, and you wanted that Pete Alonso deal, and now the idea, well, even with Pete, the team has, fell on its face and had a different type of year, and you can try and, build this team in a different way, and he's a year older, and his defense completely fell off the table in the second half. Well, I would think most Met fans want him back, no doubt, but will it be that same fever pitch that it felt like as it played out and played out? And plus, there was nobody else. There was nobody else last year. When the Met fans were booing Steve Cohen and booing David Stearns about Pete Alonso, it was just, he's out there, nobody else wants him, get it done. This year, I think, is going to be different. I would think there's going to be a bigger market, a better market, and you're going to see other teams willing to jump into the fray where they weren't last year, and are the Mets willing to go do it? I don't think David Stearns wants to at all. I think David Stearns, in his heart of hearts, would love to have Pete back, but he would only do it for the number. And, like, there are guys that you go and you get uncomfortable with. I don't think David Stearns thinks that Pete Alonso is a guy that he is willing to go get uncomfortable with. And you see, David Stearns is uncomfortable to go after starting pitching. He won't go after guys he's uncomfortable going after. And over the long term, that's probably a good way to go about things. But when you're the New York Mets, when you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, when the New York Yankees, sometimes you have to go be willing to be uncomfortable. But not for the fans' sake or not for anybody else's sake, but the sake of winning. And I do think there is a way to build this team differently without Pete Alonso. I think David Stearns does too. And I am not surprised at the idea that they are hard and fast on what they feel is fair value and what they're willing to do for Pete and are unlikely to go off it all that much. And just the report that that's the case would make me think that the owner is not going to get as emotionally involved as he did last year riding the wave of the NLCS. Like, there was no wave. Like, last year was, there's no way Steve Cohen isn't embarrassed and infuriated in what happened last year. He went out and gave the largest contract in sports history with a team that went to the NLCS. He was expecting he was going to be in the World Series, and instead, the Cincinnati Reds beat him out for the final wild card spot. I don't think there's this, riding this wave of we're about to become something great. It's about, hey, we got to figure out a team that's more consistent than this. And that's why I'm not surprised either. You're hearing things like Nimmo could be moved. We all know McNeil. I would think that McNeil is the kind of guy where literally anything, if you're willing to take McNeil's contract, they will do it for a B-level prospect. I don't think there's any doubt. You're willing to give anybody that might have a chance to be a successful or useful Major League Baseball player, and you're willing to take the money from McNeil, I would think you would have that. I think Nimmo is a little bit of a different case. Nimmo is still a very talented player. Nimmo is a player that, is a little, is changing as a player, where he was initially this on-base percentage, maven, where that's kind of changed a little bit. And he's become a little bit more of a power guy and a little bit more of an inconsistent player. He's less of a defensive player than he was the last handful of years. And his contract is his contract, but still a useful player. I would think they'd be open to it, but you are going to have to get a good return, or at least what they deem to be a fair return for Nimmo. But I kind of see the idea of changing this team. I talked about it. When you fail like they did 2 years ago, and then you fail like they did this year, and it's the same guys, the same core of young players that have been with this team for a long time and traditionally have not gotten it done, it comes a time where you just need a little bit of a change. I would be open to changing this core a little bit, and to me, that's what we're hearing. We're hearing Pete, yeah, sure, at our value, but Vientos is up for, you want to vent Vientos? I'm listening. You want Beatty? I'm listening. You want Acuna? I'm listening. Obviously, you want Senga? I'm listening. You want Nimmo? I'm listening. Like, the entire team right now, outside of Lindor and Soto, feel like they are up to make dramatic changes inside the organization. So I think Nimmo is a guy I wouldn't absolutely look to trade. There is a difference between shopping and listening. I think they're shopping McNeil. I think they are shopping Senga. I think they're probably, shopping one of either Beatty or Vientos, and open to the idea of moving one of them. I don't think they're shopping Nimmo, but they'll listen. And I don't think that's a terrible idea. I'm open to changing this team in different ways. And listen, they don't have the same issue we've been talking about for the first hour with the New York Yankees. They don't have the issue of worrying about their payroll. We know Steve Cohen will do whatever he deems necessary to go spend. Now, does this general manager handle things that way? We will see. But they better be at the top of the market again with all these pitchers. Scubel on the market, possibly. With what's going on, Milwaukee, Peralta could be on the market. There's a lot of different ways to reshape this Met team. And you're finding out that right now they're kind of open to a bunch of different possibilities, because if they're going to hold fast and firm on Pete, it worked last year. I don't think it works this year. I think Pete's gone. If they're holding to 3 or 4 year deal, I think he's gone. If they're listening to Nimmo, if there's someone willing to take that contract in this kind of marketplace right now without a lot of great outfielders, he might be gone. McNeil is clearly someone that I would think they'd move on in a heartbeat. And Senga, the same thing. I think Senga, you'd have to get something back, but I don't know if you'd have to really knock their socks off or give them something where it's like, okay, like I think they'd be willing to move him and, you know, take a decent return, but not a great one. Those are the two guys they're definitely shopping. Everyone else is open to being moved.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.